How do the PSLF changes affect me? After learning what the new changes to the PSLF are, I'm sure you're seeing the opportunities. And they are major. A great way to really bring this point home is to show you some examples. We'll talk about how the changes affect a person 15 years out from repayment, 10 years out from repayment, and 5 years out. Let's start with 10 years out. Let's say you graduated 10 years ago, you've been working at a qualified employer ever since, and making monthly student loan payments, but you never enrolled in the PSLF. If you've been paying off your loans every month for 10 years, you've made 120 payments. And now that those payments are eligible for PSLF, that means, bam, you're done. 5 years out. All right, say you've been out 5 years making payments while at a qualified employer. Surprise, only 5 more years to pay off and you're done. You're halfway through loan repayment. Nice. 15 years out. Now let me hit you with an even crazier scenario. Let's say you've been out 15 years and you've made more than 120 payments. Not only will you get your loans forgiven, you will get a refund for those extra payments above 120. Mind blown. And the best part of all, the amount of your loans that is forgiven is tax-free. So what does that mean? Let's just take a moment to appreciate how awesome this is. So one big difference between the PSLF and other federal student loan forgiveness programs is that with those programs, the amount of debt that would be forgiven would be taxed like it was income. So for example, if $20,000 of loans was forgiven, that means that year you would owe income tax on that $20,000. That's about a $5,000 tax bill. Yikes! But with PSLF, the amount of loans forgiven is not taxed. It's simply forgiven, like it should be. Now, I have a little asterisk here because the rules were recently changed so that loan forgiveness amounts are no longer taxed, regardless of which forgiveness program you are in. This was part of the federal coronavirus stimulus package that Biden signed into law on March 11, 2021. This change will last until 2025, and hopefully it will be extended. We shall see. But I wanted to just give you that example, just so you know how awesome it is that the forgiveness is not taxed. All right. So to recap what you've learned so far, in part one of the PSLF changes explained, you learned what the PSLF is. In part two, you learned what the new changes are. Today, in part three, you learned how these changes could massively benefit you. And so you're probably thinking, hell yeah, sign me up. Coming up in part four, you'll learn how to take action and sign up for this thing so that you can start wiping out your federal student loan debt in 3 easy steps. I've got a video that walks you through it.